Let's learn. So we are up to Parshas Kitis, as we've been doing. We've been learning through various midrashim on the Parsha, basing ourselves on the Torah of Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldvich, Zechrono Livracha, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Keren Biavne. The Medrash that I'd like to share with you tonight deals with the centerpiece, if you can call it that, of this week's Parsha. It's hard to call a tragic event the centerpiece, but that's what happened with the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf, and the ramifications. The episode of the Chet HaEgel, it has many, many different components. You have the really only four or five psukim which describe the actual event, and then Hashem talking to Moshe still up on Har Sinai, explaining to him that he needs to leave, and then Moshe's descent, he meets up with Yehoshua, he has a whole dialogue with Aharon, who defends his own behaviors in the event. Moshe, of course, smashes the Luchos, and then you have the aftermath in which Moshe goes up to Har Sinai again to beg for forgiveness, and then he goes up again to receive the second Luchos, and finally comes back down with the Masveh. He needs a mask on his face because his face is radiating spiritual light. Many, many components to understanding this, understanding what were the Jewish people doing, what did they want to accomplish. What the Medrash that we're going to touch upon really looks at the event almost in a historical perspective, in hindsight. So we're not going to engage many of those details tonight, and Mirtz Hashem in future years, hopefully we will have a chance to do so. What we'll pick up with is the concept of shikcha, of forgetfulness. Now this idea of Hashem forgetting, or more accurately, not forgetting, is like sort of an axiomatic part of all of Yadus, our understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. As we say on the Yomim Noraim all the time, Ki ein shikcha lefnei chisei chevodecha. There is no such thing as forgetting. You don't forget. You remember all those things which are otherwise forgotten. It's clear, it's understood, it's a given. There's no such thing. The human concept of, oh, I forgot, doesn't exist when we speak about the Ribbono Shel Olam. With that in mind, we have the following pasuk in Sefer Yishayahu. Vatomer Tzion, source number one on your sheet. Vatomer Tzion Azavoni Hashem Vahashem Shchacheni. Tzion, representing the Jewish people, say, I Nebuch in Galus, Hashem has forsaken me. Azavoni Hashem, he's left me alone. Forgot, and then Hashem Shchacheni, he's forgotten me. This double language, you've forsaken me, you've forgotten me. And then the Navi speaks on behalf of Hashem, Hatishkach Isha Ulo Merachem Ben Bitna. Could it be that a woman would forget her baby or disown the child of her womb? Gam Eila Tishkachna, even if it's true that those things, that she might forget them, Va'anochi Lo Eshkachech, but I could never forget you, Hashem says. That last phrase, Gam Eila Tishkachachna, though she might forget those, but however, I, Anoichi Loi Eshkachech. The Medrash on this, it's really Gemara, Maseches Brachos, has the following drasha. The Gemara says in source number two, Atishkach Isha Ula, on the words in which the Navi says, could it be that a woman would forget her own baby? So the Medrash, the Gemara darshins the language of Ula from the word of a baby, of like an Ola, like a Korban. As if to say, can I forget your Karbanos? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Klum Eshkach Olos Eilim Upitre Rachamim Shehikrafto Lefanoi Bamidbar. Is it possible that I would forget all of the Karbanos, all of the offerings that you've brought before me? I could never forget you, and I'll never forget that which you've done for me. I will not forget that. Then the Jewish people, says the Gemara, discover a problem. They say, Amra lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, wait a minute. If you're never going to forget all the karbanos, all the good things that we did in the Midbar, hoyel ve'ein shikcha lefnei chisecha v'odecha, there's no such thing of forgetfulness. Shema lo tishkach li ma'aseh ha'egel. Maybe you'll never forget the chet ha'egel either. The fact that we were dancing around this golden calf, saying, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, are you never going to forget that either? Amar la, so Hashem says back to the Jewish people, don't worry, gam eila tishkachna. Going back to the pasuk in Yishayahu, the end, I bolded the word eila. Eila from the phrase, eila Elohecha Yisrael, the Gemara darshins, that this is your God, that when the Jewish people are dancing around the golden calf, no, gam eila tishkachna, that which affiliated with the word eila, when the Jews danced around and said, eila Elohecha Yisrael, I will forget that. So the Gemara then says, the Klal Yisrael says back to Hashem, wait a minute, if you will forget certain things, Amr lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, ho'ol v'yeshik cholefnei chisei chifoitacha, if there is such a thing that you can forget, Shema Tishkachli Masa Sinai. Maybe you're going to forget the fact that we stood at Har Sinai and said Nase V'Nishma. Now we have to be afraid. If you could forget the Maisa Ha'ego, maybe you could forget all the beautiful things that we did. We said Nase V'Nishma. We stood at Har Sinai. We had a bris. We had a covenant together. Maybe you'll forget that too. Amar La, on that the Gemara says the end of the pasuk va'anochi, the phrase anochi Hashem Elokecha lo yeshkachech. I will never forget that. Ad kan divrei haGemara Maseches Brachos, in which Klal Yisrael is concerned. Hashem says, don't worry, I'll never forget that which you did for me in the Midbar. You brought me karbanos. Klal Yisrael gets afraid. If you never forget, maybe you're never going to forget the Cheta Ego. Hashem says, nah, I'll forget that. Then maybe you're going to forget Har Sinai also. No, that I'll never forget. Asks the Rosh Yeshiva, what's the pshat here with this selective memory that Hashem, who we say never forgets anything, Maisa HaEgel, I could forget. Maimid Har Sinai, that which you stood before me, Nase V'Nishma, I'll never forget that. What does it mean that there's a selective memory? Certain things can be forgotten, certain things can't be forgotten. Klal Yisrael's afraid you're going to forget all of these. Maybe you'll always remember everything. No, I have a selective memory, Hashem says, not a problem. The things that I need to forget, I'll forget. The things that I need to remember, I will remember, says the Rosh Yeshiva. Let's understand this concept on a little bit of a deeper level. And to do so, he brings us to the third source on your sheet. That is a well-known Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in the name of Hillel, Hu Ayomer, Hillel used to say, Im Ein Anili Mili. If I will not be for myself, who will be for me? Uchsha'ani la'atzmi, and when I am for myself, Ma'ani, what am I? V'imlo achshav, e'masayin, if not now, when? And the Mefarshim are very troubled by this Mishnah. The first two phrases seem to be contradictory. On the one hand, Hillel begins by saying, Im ein ani li mi li. If I will not be for myself, well then who will be? Which seems to imply that a person needs to be selfish and concerned with their own well-being. Because if I won't, who will? Im ein ani li mi li. Who else is going to do that for me? And then Hillel turns around and says, but if that's all you're thinking about, uchsha ani la'atzmi, if all I'm thinking about is myself, Ma'ani, what am I? I'm a nothing if I'm only thinking about myself. And then he concludes, and if not now, when? So many of the Mefarshim address what is Hillel trying to address on this dual level of being for myself, not being for myself, on what level does that apply? So the Rosh Yeshiva brought from the Sfas Emes, the second Ger Rebbe, understood as follows. He's really quoting from his own Rebbe as follows. In source number 4, he references in two different places in his commentary in Chumash. Here I brought from Parshas Korach. On the Mishnah, he writes, Avim eina nili mili, he says as follows, Ki kol adam nivra lesakein davar miyuchad. A very chassidish thought, a beautiful thought. Every person was created lesakein davar miyuchad. It literally would mean to fix, to achieve, to complete, to accomplish a specific thing. Every single human being, every single Jew created has a task in which they were created. She'ein acher yochol lesakein. And nobody else can do that. The Rosh Yeshiva would speak about this in many, many different occasions. He writes about this idea in which sometimes a person makes a mistake in thinking, you know, they look around their community and they see somebody who's better than them, greater than them, smarter, more talented, on whatever level, they look at that person and they simply say, okay, I recognize that person is bigger, better, whatever. But that's true. Maybe it is true. But that person has their mission to fulfill, and they cannot fulfill my mission. It doesn't matter that they're bigger than me or better than me. I have my mission, and they can't do it. If they could, that would be part of their mission. But then I wouldn't need to have been created. The fact that I was created doesn't matter that somebody's more talented or whatever other strengths that they have. Every single person has their tafkid, their mission, their agenda to fulfill, to accomplish, and no one else can do it. It is impossible to be fulfilled by anybody else. V'chein b'chol zman u'zman miyuchad, and don't think that it's a one-time thing in your whole life, this is what you were created for. B'chol zman u'zman miyuchad, each moment, tikkun acher. This is your job in the world. Right now, this is what you and only you can do. No one else can do this. This is for what you were created for. Ve'al ze omar, Im ein anili, this is going back, that's what it means, im ein anili mili. If I will not be for myself, who will? It is a statement of, I must do what I must do. No one else can do it. If I will not be for myself, if I will not make sure to accomplish what I need to accomplish, who else will? There is no one else who can fulfill that. And that's what Hillel meant when he said, every Jew has to walk around all day long saying, Im ein ani li, mi li. If I don't get done what I need to get done today, if I don't get done this week what I need to get done, if I don't fulfill and accomplish, who's going to do my job? It's true they're doing their job, but that's their jobs. And then Hillel says, Ukisha ani latzmi, and if I'm only working on my own job, ma ani, what am I? Says the Sfas Emes, Shetzorach kol echad levatel chelek prati shelo. Each person has to be mevatel, literally nullify his own personal agenda, el haklal, to the communal needs of the Jewish people. So that on the same time that I need to be, I have my mission, I also have to see myself as part of a bigger picture, part of Klal Yisrael. And if I'm not taking my own self, my own work, and incorporating that into the bigger picture of what does Klal Yisrael need, a Jew who ignores the community and says, I have my mission, I have my job, I have my agenda, leave me alone, ma'ani, what are you? You have to be able to balance the need of, I have to fulfill my mission, in the bigger picture, being willing to be mevatel, sometimes literally to put aside my own agenda or incorporating my own agenda into the klal. And that's the double language, says the Sfas Emes, im ein ani li, mi li. If I won't be, who will be? Uch shani latzmin, if I'm only thinking about myself, ma ani. This idea of the duality of the role of klal Yisrael, which has individuals and a klal, and a community, a bigger picture of a unified nation, is an idea which expresses itself in many different ways, on two sides of this coin of being an individual and seeing oneself as an individual, and at the same time seeing oneself as part of the bigger picture. On the one hand, we have many sources which play up the idea, just to share some of them in terms of every person feeling him ein anili mili. I have to be for myself. I have to take care of this. For example, the Zohar writes in source number 5, I just brought a couple of them, Shishim ribui neshamos Yisrael. There are 600,000 souls of the Jewish people. Keneged shishim ribui oisi oisha batara. Keneged, corresponding to the 600,000 letters of the Torah. You probably have heard this before. It's always asked, it's the Chazal in the Zohar are not being literal, because there are not exactly 600,000 letters, and there are not exactly 600,000 people in Klal Yisrael. The number 600,000, of course, comes from the count of the Jewish people. That was only men between 20 and 60, and the number, of course, what is it? 603,000, and that doesn't include men under 20, over 60, women, children, and they're not exactly 600,000 letters. Chazal, the Zohar, is connecting that every soul is connected to a letter in the same way that if any letter is missing from the Sefer Torah, a single letter is missing from the Sefer Torah, the entire Torah is puzzle. You can't have a Torah missing a single letter. Every single component is a necessity. It has to be there in order for the unit to be whole. So too, every letter corresponds to one of the souls of the Jewish people. If we're missing one, if just one is not part of the program, then the entire nation is somehow missing, because each individual's role has to be done, has to be filled by that individual, and we need each and every person. This is expressed in Pirkei Avos, a statement from Ben Azai in the 4th Perek, Al tivaz l'chol adam v'al timaflig l'chol davar. Never disparage or disdain any person or anything. She'ein l'cha adam, she'ein lo sha'a. Every person has their moment. Every person has their, this is why they exist, and they're fulfilling that purpose. And if you ever disdain or disparage a person, you're missing Every person has that, and you can never address that in any way. Just lastly, to share one more from Reb Tzadok HaKohen and from Lublin, writes on our parsha, Ki tisas rosh b'nei Yisrael lefkudehem, when you raise up, when you count, literally the way that will be translated, when you count each head of the Jewish people, so each one gives a chatzi shekel, they give a kofer nafsho, an atonement for their soul. And they're counted by the chatzi shekel instead of by numbers. So Reb Tzadok used to darshin, look at the language of the pasuk, ki tisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael, when you count literally the head of each person, but he used to read it as ki tisa, when you count each person, rosh b'nei Yisrael, lefkudeh, each person becomes a rosh, each person is a melech, each person is a head, each individual person is literally raised up by the process of being counted, and that you are part of Klal Yisrael. Moshe would go around and count each and every person. He would go to the various tents, and the head of the household would come out with his family, and you have a chance to meet Moshe Rabbeinu. It was literally an uplifting experience. Rosh B'nei Yisrael, each person becoming a head. And that is just some of the sources expressing, of course, the famous mission in Maseches Sanhedrin, which I didn't bring on the notes. Kol achad ve'echad tzara es chayev lomar bishvili nivra ha'olam. Every person has to say, the whole world was created just for me. The Gemara talks about why Adam HaRishon was created as a yachid, as an individual. Of all of mankind, we started with a single person, and the Mishnah goes through the various reasons and concludes, every single person is a world unto themselves. As the Gemara says, if you save a single life, it's as if you saved the entire world. If a person, chas v'shalom, takes a single life, it's as if you killed off the entire world. Because bishvili nivra ha'olam. Every Jew lives, the whole world was created for me. Now, that's a heavy responsibility on the one side of the coin, that we feel the power of the individual, the importance of the individual. The whole world was created just for my actions, the words that I say, the deeds that I do. It's a big responsibility. On the other side of the coin, and I use the word coin literally as part of our paradigm, because how much does each person give when they're counted and they're raised up as a Rosh B'nai Yisrael? So you give a chatzi shekel, only a half. Why only a half? Because there's another message. And as much as each person has to be seen as an individual, to seen with the significance and the importance, but at the end of the day, you're part of a bigger picture. You can never see yourself as the whole world's here for me. I don't have to care about anybody else. I'm a world unto myself. Leave me alone. No, you're only a half a shekel. You have to have another half from somebody else to be completed, representing the idea that we're also a nation. We're an am. We're a klal, a part of a bigger picture, and no individual is bigger than that klal, the concept of all of us together. And that's expressed in another series of sources, very important sources. Let's start with the Maharal, who asks a very important, this is a beautiful piece, I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but the Maharal addresses the issue that the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are given certain mitzvahs. For example, Avram is given the mitzvah of Bris Milah, to Yaakov we have the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha, but they're not given Torah. And he raises it as a question, why is it that these giants, the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are given individual mitzvahs? We'll give them the Torah. We give the Torah to the nation of Klal Yisrael, and we see there are all sorts of problems in the deserts. One complaint after another complaint, this kvetch and that kvetch, and they sin in this way, and they sin in that way. Why are we giving the Torah to these people who are slaves for all of these years? Give it to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It makes so much sense. So the Maharal says, it does make sense, but it can't. There's something lacking in that. As in the language of the Maharal, mitzvah asher mitzvah yishayaches lam biprat. An individual mitzvah can be given to an individual person. For the cheinasa la mitzvos pratios dafka. Therefore, we can give to them specific mitzvahs. But the Klal Yisrael nasan mitzvos mitzad sha Torah ru'uyu la mitzad atzma. Klal Yisrael gets the whole picture because they're ro'i. They're fit to receive the Torah. Why? V'zehaya kasher yatzu mi Mitzrayim sha'oz shem Yisrael aleihem. The Avos are individuals. They are Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But they're individuals. When the Jewish people leave Mitzrayim, they leave with the name Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael. And only Am Yisrael, only such a people, could receive the Torah. That name Yisrael remains with us forever. Torah, which is permanent, which is eternal, can only be given to a group of an eternal people. Individuals are not eternal. The nation is eternal. How can you give an eternal Torah to an individual? As individuals, there are changes, meaning Kasher Meis Avram and Kan Avram. When Avram Avinu died, there's no longer an Avram Avinu in the world. But therefore, until we became a nation of 600,000, the number 600, of course, in the world of Maral, the language of Maral is completion, is a klali number. And therefore, the eternal Torah can only be given to an eternal people. You have to be a people, you have to be a nation. The Maral addresses this idea, starts us off by saying, you can't be an individual and receive the Torah. You have to be a nation because Torah is eternal. Our nation is eternal. We have individuals. Individuals come and go. We've all been born. We will all die at some point. But the nation of Klal Yisrael, the nation of Klal Yisrael is eternal, and the eternal Torah can only be given to a nation. Which is why we find the Torah highlighting this idea over and over again in the Pesukim describing Kabbalah Satorah. Sorry. In source number 7, you see, Vayikach Sefer Abris. Moshe takes the Sefer Abris of a covenant, Vayikra Bo'aznei Ha'am, and he reads it into the ears of all the people, Vayomru, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naseh V'Nishma, Vayikach Moshe Sadam Vayizrok Al Ha'am. So when the people say, yes, Naseh V'Nishma, and Moshe then goes through the process of the covenant, and he sprinkles the dam, Al Ha'am, and he says, Hine dam abris, asher karas Hashem imachem. This is the dam of the bris Hashem is making with you, as the oznei ha'am is the ma'ikach Moshe sadom vayizrok al ha'am. And the language of the Pesukim in Sor says, Atem tulimam lechas kanim v'goy kadosh. You're going to be a nation of priests and a goy kadosh. Vaya'anu kol om yachdov. And all the people respond and they say, Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh. Everything that Hashem says. And the most famous drasha, Vayichan Yisrael neged ha'har. When the Jewish people encamp at the foot of the mountain, ki ish echad b'lev echad, Rashi says, one heart, like one person. Why is that so important? It's not just because there has to be achdus to receive. It's true. We have to be a singular nation to receive the Torah because there's no other way to receive the Torah. You can't give it to an individual. So until we become as one, there's no way to give us the Torah. And that's the covenant that Hashem makes with us specifically as a nation. These are the two ideas which are simultaneously always true, expressed by Hillel in the Mishnah. Im ein ani li mili. On the one hand, if I'm not for myself, well, who is? I have to look out for myself. I have to make sure I'm fulfilling my obligations. I have to make sure that the tafkid, the purpose, the mission in life, which is only mine and can be fulfilled by no one other than me, I have to make sure I'm doing it. And simultaneous to that, I always have to see, but I'm not an individual. An individual can't receive the Torah. I have to be part of the nation to receive the Torah. I have to be part of Klal Yisrael. There is no other way to do it. Vayibishun melech behis asev roshe om. When will there be a king in Yishun? When will we crown Hashem as our king? Behis asev roshe yam. Biyachad and together, a nation of individuals all fulfilling their individual mission, being mevatel themselves, nullifying themselves, fulfilling themselves in the picture of the bigger picture of the nation and seeing the needs of the nation. It's welcome to the tension of being part of Klal Yisrael, the two things happening at the same time, but they both have to be there always. That bris, the covenant that Hashem makes with us, is an eternal one with as the people, the nation of Klal Yisrael. That being the case, to share another concept that we find, what happens, this idea of the unity in Klal Yisrael, what happens when we stumble, when Klal Yisrael sins? What is going on with driving that element of a falling off the beaten path, so to speak? So Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the early Rishonim, wrote a sefer on tshuva called the Shari Tshuva, discusses the idea in the following way, points out just a fascinating perspective on what's happening. And he says like this, quoting the pasuk from Sefer Mishlei, the Tava Yuvukash Nifrad, he who isolates himself, and if he's Nifrad, for his own personal desires, meaning he separates himself, Lataiva, he who wants his own desires, is Nifrad, always goes in his own way. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what does it mean that somebody who's pursuing their desires, pursuing their own wants and taiva will separate, will isolate? What's the significance of that? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Perusho, Mishim Evakesh Lalechas Achar Ta'avoso Viritzono, someone who's seeking his own desire, his own will, the things that he wants, Nifran Mikol Chaver Ve'omis. He becomes isolated from a chaver, from his friends, Ve'omis, and from his nation. Why does he become separated? Because he's seeking his own desire. Ki yirchaku mimenu oyhev vireya. All of his companions, his friends, will distance themselves from him. Ki taivas b'nei adam umidosam chalukos. Because the desires of people are different. Ein ritzono shel zeh ki ritzono shel zeh. This one is not like this one. Rosh Hashiva used to explain, what did Rabbeinu Yonah mean that everyone has their own desires? When people band together to do evil things, so on the one hand, when you look at it, it looks like they're functioning together. They group together to rob a bank, so everybody, they need a team for it to do so. But even though it looks like they're together, but each individual, whatever reason they're involved in this, it has their own personal desire, what it is that they want, and money, fame, prestige, whatever it may be, whenever you have a group of people getting together, so that they might be working together. It's true, they're working together, but every person wants their own agenda. They have their own agenda of what it is that they want. When it's a taiva, when it's a desire, when it's your own personal agenda, that might require you at times to work together with someone else. But what's driving you is your own agenda of what it is that you want. And therefore, letava yuvukash, if it's taiva that you desire, nifrad, you'll be distanced, you'll be separated, you'll be isolated from everyone else, because once you're going after your own desire, you're really just an individual seeking your own personal pleasure. However, Masha Einkein, Asher Yelich B'derech HaSeichel, he who follows the path of intellect, Az Yischabru Lo HaChaver, you join together, the agenda is what joins you together, trying to accomplish good things. If you're after your own personal desires, yes, I might have to partner with you, but that's only to fulfill my own needs. If what's driving the partnership is the accomplishment of good things, then the nation, the group is bonded together by a common goal rather than just my own personal desires that require this to happen. When Klal Yisrael sin, when we make mistakes, when we stumble, it's an expression of an individual who's part of this group who has fallen off, who has done something wrong, who has separated, isolated himself for his own personal needs or desires, whatever those desires might be. This is expressed literally in the Cheta Ega, one last source on this, from Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara discusses the pasuk which describes, we started with this pasuk, Vayaseu Egel Masecha. They made, plural, this molten, golden calf. Vayomru, and they said, Elo Elohecha Yisrael Asher Ha'alucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is your God, O Jewish people, who has raised you, taken you out of Mitzrayim. That's the phrase the pasuk discusses when the golden calf emerges. They make this Egel Masecha, and they say, Elo Elohecha Yisrael, this is your God, Asher Ha'alucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin is troubled by the word Asher Ha'alucha. Ha'alucha is plural, that has taken you, plural, out of Mitzrayim. So the Gemara asks, Ma Talmud Loimar Asher Ha'alucha? Why is that said in a plural form that has taken you out? Lashon Rabbim. She'ivu Elohus Harbei. They desired many gods, the Gemara says. Meaning they weren't satisfied with this one calf. Everyone who was involved in it, there are only 3,000 Jews who end up dying as punishment, so it's a small segment who were involved. But everyone who was involved really wanted something else. It wasn't that they all banded together and they wanted this. Really, Ivu Elohus Arbe, they desire many different things. Every single person involved really had their own agenda and wanted their own thing. That's reflected in the idea, as the Rabbeinu Yon expresses in the Shari Tshuva, when we sin, that's just each person looking for their own thing. The opposite of being part of a community that's joined together with a common goal in the ideal state in Klal Yisrael of bringing Kvod Shemayim, or bringing more honor and glory to Hashem's presence in this world. With this idea, the Rosh Hashiva explained that opening message. I really should have mentioned this in the beginning. This idea is part of a much larger picture, and I just tried to pull out one piece of the puzzle. Sometimes when you pull out one piece of the puzzle, you realize that you're missing other pieces around it that help explain it. So I hope this idea stands alone on its own. We'll see when we now tie it all back together. The Medrash said, really, is the Gemara Maseches Brachos again, back on source number 2. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael is afraid that Hashem has abandoned us in the exile. And Hashem says, I'll never abandon you. I'll never forget you. I remember all the wonderful karbanos that you brought for me in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael says, wait a minute, if you remember everything that happened in the Midbar, maybe you're always going to remember the Chet HaEgel. Maybe that will always be in front of you. What's going to be if you're always remembering that? Hashem says, nah, Eila eshkache tishkachachna. I'll forget the Eila, Eilo elohecha Yisrael. I'll forget that. Klal Yisrael says, well, wait a minute. If you forget that, maybe you're going to forget Maimed Har Sinai. Maybe you're going to forget that we said Nasa v'nishma, that we made a pact together. Hashem says, nope, I'll never forget that. Anochi lo eshkachech. The Anochi Hashem elokecha that I said to you at Har Sinai, I'll never forget that moment. What's the difference? Why is it that this I can forget and that I can't forget? So as Rashiv explained, this is part of the dual nature, the two components of what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael. On the one hand, we're individuals, and it's true we're individuals, and we have to fulfill our mission as individuals. On the other hand, we're part of a Klal, and Torah can only be given to a Klal. Klal Yisrael is eternal. No matter what happens to the individuals, the Klal, the nation of Klal Yisrael, will always exist, will always remain, and have that covenant. Unlike Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as individuals, the covenant that's made at Har Sinai is eternal. That covenant of Maimed Har Sinai, Hashem says, Anochi loy eshkochech. I will never forget that. Because that you, my people, are an eternal people that will never be forgotten from me. What about the Chet HaEgel? So the Chet HaEgel, when we sin, is taiva yuvukash is nifrad. The person who runs after their own taiva is isolating himself, is distancing himself. Yes, it's true. The klal will always remain. Individuals always have a choice to be part of the klal or to isolate themselves from the klal, to be part of the program or to leave. When an individual follows after their own taiva, their own desire, their own ratzon, their own will, they're isolating themselves, they're distancing, they're separating from the klal. When a person separates themselves from the promise of the covenant of eternity of the Jewish people, then 100%, that is not part of the eternity. And Hashem says, I can forget that. That's the best. It's a terrible sin, but once it becomes separated, it's potentially able to be forgotten. I can forget that. So when we come back for tshuva, which is really the bigger picture of this piece that he was talking about, we always have the ability to come back, and Hashem can forget those moments that are not part of the eternity of the Jewish people. That was an individual who leaves, who isolates, that could be forgotten. But the Maimed Har Sinai, when Klal Yisrael Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad says, we're in, that becomes eternal. That's lenetzach. And Hashem says, I will never forget, no matter what happens along the way, no matter what any individual does along the way, I will never forget what the klal said of Na'aseh v'nishma, when they became an am, a mamleches koyanim v'goy kadosh, that is eternal. The individual who strays, we do so because of our own personal desires. The benefit to that, the Medrash says in the Gemara Maseches Brachos, is once it's no longer connected to the eternity of the nation, it's that person who's left, I can forget that. Through the process of tshuva, again, it's a bigger picture, which we didn't really address, but that's how these two ideas, I can forget that, because that doesn't represent who you are. That represents an aberration, a leaving. But the Maimed Har Sinai, the essence of who Klal Yisrael is, lenetzach, that is eternal, and I will never forget that which is taking place. Those are some of the thoughts. Just wanted to share that on that particular Medrash of this distinction between Maimon Har Sinai and the Cheta Egel, in that Hashem says, don't worry, I can forget about Cheta Egel, but I will never forget about that which you've done for me at Maimon Har Sinai. Wonderful. I wish you all a wonderful evening. I'll stick around for a couple minutes for any questions or comments, and look forward to seeing you all again next week.